When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1233. Five Simple Ways to Reduce Food Waste by Gina Silkis with abrighterwild.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Hey there, happy Saturday. Hope your weekend is off to a great start. And welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or OHD, where I act as your narrator of popular health and fitness blogs and provide my commentary at the end. Now, we have multiple shows covering a bunch of different topics. Just search for Optimal Living Daily in your podcast app to find all of them. Now today, I'm excited to read to you a guest post from abrighterwild.com. So with that, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Five Simple Ways to Reduce Food Waste by Gina Silkis with abrighterwild.com. Food waste is a huge deal. Not only does it waste resources, but it also wastes money. Luckily, there are five simple ways to reduce food waste that you can implement today. Quote, up to 40% of the food in the United States is never eaten. But at the same time, 1 in 8 Americans struggles to put enough food on the table. National Resources Defense Council. Tip 1, plan your meals. I am a huge fan of meal planning. Every week, I take 20 minutes to sit down and plan out about 70% of my meals. I consider my schedule for the week, and I try to be realistic about how much time I will have. After I have my meals planned, I make a shopping list so I know exactly what I will need. Taking time to meal plan will help you in several ways. It makes eating healthier more convenient. It saves money because you are less likely to dine out when dinner is already planned and you have everything you need already. It reduces your food waste because you only buy the food you have a real plan for. And you avoid shopping when you're hungry, because we all know what happens then. Tip number 2, have go-to recipes. Every Sunday evening, go through your fridge and pull out anything left over from the week. Play your own version of Chopped. What can you make? There are dishes that lend themselves well to incorporating odds and ends. My favorites are soups and curries. Both can use veggies that are a little past their prime. My formula for a simple curry is more of a guideline than a recipe, but it's my go-to way to shore up random leftovers and veggies that probably won't make it another week. Bone broth is an excellent way to get some use of vegetable scraps you would typically throw away. Onion peels, stems, and trimmings will add flavor, nutrition, and color to your broth. Tip 3, utilize your freezer. Freezing obviously prevents food from spoiling, but did you know that it also makes some micronutrients more bioavailable? I always have frozen veggies on hand to roast up quickly. And in fact, keeping your smoothie greens in the freezer has many benefits. It prevents your leafy greens from going bad. It also makes some micronutrients more bioavailable. It also helps keep your smoothie cold while blending, protecting the nutrients from oxidation. A splash of lemon juice can also help. And it allows you to assemble your smoothie ahead of time. Who hasn't bought a big bag of greens at Costco with the intention to make smoothies and then not? You can also freeze things you will not use right away. Things like lunch meat or raw meats, fresh herbs, and bone broth freeze well also. Tip 4, keep a clean and organized fridge. Regularly going through your fridge will help reduce food waste. It prevents food from getting pushed back in the corner to rot. It also gives you a better idea of what you have so you can use it. This also goes for your freezer. Keep it organized and go through it a couple of times a year. If meat is too freezer burned for you to eat, consider feeding it to your four-legged friend. And tip 5, eat your leftovers. This seems too obvious to mention, but eating your leftovers reduces food waste. As simple as this seems, this is huge. I rarely plan 7 different dinners. Typically, I plan on eating leftovers for 2 to 3 dinners, or plan on utilizing leftovers for lunches. I pack lunch for myself, my partner, and kids most days. If it's not a jar salad, it's leftovers. Reducing food waste is a huge step you can take towards living greener. Remember, when you throw out food, you are wasting the resources it took to grow, transport, and prepare it. Luckily, these 5 simple steps will take you a long way in maximizing your nutrition and minimizing your footprint. You just listened to the post titled 5 Simple Ways to Reduce Food Waste by Gina Sialkis with abrighterwild.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. When I was a kid, my parents used to call me the biggest food waster in the family. Please know that I do not wear this as a badge of honor. I just was a super finicky eater. If a food didn't meet my taste expectations after 2 bites, I would be done with it. Again, not something I'm proud of. But since then, I've become much more mindful about food waste. In fact, as an undergraduate student, I took a class in ecology, and it completely changed my perspective. That's where I first learned about how common food waste was and the things we can do to prevent it. Many of the tips Gina shared were spot on. In fact, for the longest time, I would hate eating leftovers. I told you I was a picky eater. But since then, I've come to appreciate leftovers. Well, I'll be honest, I'm a fan of most leftovers, not everything. I noticed that I love leftovers from last night's curry dishes, like Thai, Chinese, and Indian curries. It's like the extra time spent in the fridge helps make those flavors even more complex. So, which one of Gina's tips sounded reasonable to you? Whenever you're presented with a list of ideas like this, try not to feel too overwhelmed. Instead, pick the one that intrigued you the most. The one that made you stop and say, I like that idea. For me, it was eating leftovers. But again, which one made you stop and say, ooh, I like that idea? Because that's the one you'll want to try first. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you're having a great weekend if you're listening in real time, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for the Sunday show and where your optimal life awaits.